Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
This story going on in Marion County, Kansas is not going away anytime soon. It's gaining steam nationally as the leftist media are just digging in against the police chief in Marion County. And as we've said many times in fairness here, it may be true. We may learn that Chief Gideon Cody in Marion, Kansas is an absolute crook, thief, bad guy, you know, overextending his authority and was completely wrong in all of this and will get fired, lose his job, and maybe even committed crimes. We'll see. We'll let it play out. I'm going to do something that nobody else in the left side media are going to do, and that is reserve judgment. We've talked about that. As this gets more and more attention, the case gets more and more interesting. We told you on yesterday's podcast, the Kansas Bureau Investigation has been taking over this case. And now, this is just the best part ever. The Marion County Record, whose co-founder died, which you wouldn't think has a lot of money. It's a town of 2,000. You wouldn't think it's a very big business. Somehow they have five employees in an era of dying newspapers. So maybe this is just a really wealthy family that runs a newspaper as a hobby and tries to break even. That's absolutely possible. There are people like that. I've known people throughout Kansas and Missouri that have small town and smaller media, and they have other interests. They maybe have a farm, they have money, they have oil, they have different things, but this is a passion of theirs. Journalism is a passion of theirs. They want to serve their community, not only to inform, but also to be a watchdog. And these are honorable pursuits, honorable. And I think the Marion County Record has an honorable pursuit. We'll see whether they stayed within the confines of the law here. This appears to center around one female reporter at the Marion County Record and the way she was obtaining information about the restaurant owner and others and past DUIs and liquor licenses, things that we may think are small time, small town, and very petty. There could be a sordid, sexual relationship case in this thing. There's hints that there's that going on as well. There's all kinds of things in this. But what we have to know is, was a crime committed? Did the reporter illegally obtain information as accused by a local business owner? Well, this is what's remarkable. When we take into the factor that this is a couple hours away, there's not a lot of money to be made here, it is a national story. We now have the attorney representing the Marion County Record on record himself commenting for the Marion County Record. And this is not an attorney from Marion County. It's not even an attorney from Wichita. This is the heavy-hitting, massive law firm in Kansas City, now called Lathrop GPM, which is formerly Lathrop & Gage, which has been around in Kansas City for since 1873. 1873, Lathrop was formed. If you are in trouble in Kansas City and you're going up against Lathrop & Gage, you're in more trouble. If you have them on your side, you're likely in really good shape. And they have hired an attorney at Lathrop GPM named Bernard J. Rhodes, who has over 100 decisions in media, film, print, online companies. These are national and global cases. Okay, this law firm is that good. There are not over 100 decisions in local and area media, film, print, and online companies, okay, that this man has taken part of in the last 25 years. He is a global, honestly, more national, but also a global legal figure in cases like this, and he's taken it on. And I'm guessing he's not charging $1,000 an hour. Just a hunch that he's not charging the Marion County Record $1,000 an hour. So, yes, he's getting Lathrop's name out there. He's getting his name out there. One would expect that if the Marion County Record is completely exonerated here, and there are no charges brought, as we mentioned, has happened with Project Veritas, as happened with Fox News in 2013 when Obama was president, when the DOJ came after those departments, there was nobody charged in any of those cases. Nobody was charged, so nothing happened. But I don't remember lawsuits by those media companies defending their rights to not be raided or monitored or have their records stolen or by the federal government. I don't remember the outrage on any of that. Something tells me Lathrop is in this for a suit against either Marion County or the state of Kansas or something, that if this reporter is exonerated, then there will be more to this down the road after it's all said and done. That this is not just a typical legal defense of, oh, we're not guilty, we didn't do anything wrong, give us our computers back. Do you really think it's going to end that way? If the Marion County record didn't do anything wrong, do you think it's going to end with the computers being returned and nothing else happening? Do you think the Marion County record will be happy if the police chief is just fired at that point and gone? I don't. Bernard J. Rhodes of Lathrop in Kansas City, speaking about the reporter, the female in question here, whether or not she committed crimes, getting personal information about people, said, quote, "It's not a crime to be a reporter," unquote. Now, I agree with a lot of what Bernard J. Rhodes is saying, and I agree with the Marion County record to fight this. They have every obligation and right to say, you can't raid us for doing stories. What we don't know is, was there criminal wrongdoing? We know the police chief went to the county, went to a judge, and went to the sheriff, and they were all on board and went in and did this. He wasn't riding solo. It still could have been both things. It could have been personal for the police chief, which it probably was, because he thought the newspaper was out to get him. And he could have been legally within his rights with what they did. It could be both. We simply don't know at this point. I'm not going to jump on either side. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm torn here because I love and respect police authority, but I also am an absolute advocate of media and the rights that we have to free reporting and free speech. Those are two different things. Reporting has to be done legally. Opinions don't have to really, I mean, you're seeing opinion pieces on this thing now. It doesn't require any information. The people writing opinion pieces for the Kansas City Star and other outlets, the Wichita Eagle, and some television stations throughout Kansas and around the country, NPR, the New York Times, they don't have any information on this. They don't have any information. They're just giving you their opinion that they think the police chief's a crook. To me, that isn't fair. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the newspaper did something wrong or the police chief did something wrong. That would be, like, I would expect you to stop trusting my opinions if I did either on this case. And I'm not a middle of the road guy. I'll have a very strong opinion when we learn more. Trust me. I'll have a very strong opinion of what went down, but we don't know what went down. I don't know how you can formulate an opinion. I can't say bad cop and I can't say bad reporter. I can't. I don't know. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation doesn't know. So this is how disingenuous the leftist media are in this country. There are dozens of opinion pieces all over the country, and they all say the same thing. Dirty cop must be fired. That's what they're saying. It's the same thing they said with, as soon as I spoke out about, you know, Andy Reid and his sons are not qualified football coaches and shouldn't be coaching for the Chiefs, and they're a distraction. That's what they did to me. The Kansas City Star wrote a piece. Kevin Keatsman should be fired. That's immediately what they do. If they know you're conservative, they know you said something that is not popular with the readers of their paper or whatever, they want you fired because they know the public will rally behind. Oh, yeah, fire that guy. He said something we didn't like. He criticized Andy Reid for having his sons on the staff. Let's fire that guy. And they knew I was conservative. There was no secret in this town about what my political leanings were, political views. They came after me, and I must be fired. And this is what they do. And you don't know any of the facts of the case. You don't know anything going on. First of all, you should never, I mean, if the Star is serious about this, if they're really serious about standing up for people in journalism, how could they possibly not have stood up for me and said, hey, the last thing on earth that should happen is Kevin Keatsman being fired. He gave an opinion. He gave an informed, educated opinion as a radio host, and that must be protected in media. Oh, no, not when it's coming from a conservative. It's just so filthy in the media. You can't be any more hypocritical than that. They can't possibly call for me to be fired and the police chief in Marion, Kansas to be fired on the same grounds. It's impossible. They're completely the opposite. By calling for the police chief to be fired, you're defending the media and their right to report, to speak, to give opinion, to do whatever. Calling for me to be fired is the complete opposite. Complete opposite. There's no reason to fire me. None of that. There's no reason for any of it. It was all ridiculous. And it became a crap storm. just like this thing is. It became a national story, just like this thing is. And everybody leaps onto the left side because the left is the media. And oh my God, everybody everywhere sitting inside, you know, the walls of any facility are like, oh God, the whole world says that we got to do this, that this guy's trouble. Kevin, forget the 30 some years of outstanding work and forget taking a fair look at something and saying, well, he does know what he's talking about. And here we are years later. And you know what? He was right. Forget that part. He's got to go. No, you don't rush to judgment on these things. And you don't let the leftist media herd swarm dictate what happens very quickly. It is, I think this is the first of all the things that have happened over the last several days. The most interesting thing that has happened for me is the law firm that the Marion County Record has representing them. This is amazing. This is a giant Democrat movement against the cops now. That's what this is. They will not stop until they get a pound of flesh from that police department. You watch. This is a concerted effort. You've got major media outlets now nationwide. You have a heavy-hitting law firm that has defended and worked with those media companies nonstop for 25, 30 years. Working for a tiny little paper in Marion County, the odds are against the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The odds are against the Marion County Police, and the odds are against the Marion County Sheriff. That's just the case. They are up against a massive machine. This is not quite the Department of Justice, you know, coming after Donald Trump, but it's close. This is David versus Goliath now. That little police department, even the KBI, they don't know what they are up against here. They're going to win. I'm going to call it right now. The left is going to win here. They're going to steamroll that little town and that police department. I'll bet you in a year, I think there's a police chief and two officers in Marion County. I'll bet none of them are there in a year. I'll bet they all go somewhere else now. They're going to get their records looking. Whoever the two officers are in Marion County, they're coming after them. It could be like a 27-year-old dude with a wife and a three-year-old kid, just living his life in Marion, wanting to serve his community. They'll come after him. They're going to come after all of them. You watch what happens. The Marion County Sheriff, they'll start running stories on the KBI. They botched this case 3 years ago in Salina, and things like that. You watch. It's coming. It is coming. It's going to be an onslaught of how bad law enforcement is in Kansas. This is every single possible gun pointed at a tiny little town in Kansas on behalf of something called the Marion County Record over what is likely a DUI, a liquor license, and a sexual relationship case. Aren't you glad you listen to this podcast? See, you don't get it. You turn the news on or you read stuff online. You just don't get it like that, do you? I can't be more fair in what I'm saying. My opinion, the only one I have at this point, is the left is going to win here. It's going to be an anti-cop movement like you've never seen, and they'll win. If nothing else, in the court of public opinion and getting people fired or quitting and walking away, it's definitely coming. Joe Biden had a rough day on Wednesday. More lies. He's at a deal. He's at a podium, which is a bad look for Biden. And he's talking about Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, last year or 2 years ago, they had a bridge collapse. He says, you know, Pittsburgh has more bridges than anywhere in America. Did you know that? Oh, well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the insight. He says, well, I was in Pittsburgh. I watched the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh, unquote, is what Joe Biden said. He most definitely did not, and everyone in Pittsburgh now knows it. So welcome to swing state Pennsylvania in a complete and utter gaffe. The people in Pittsburgh will hear this loud and clear. You most certainly were not in Pittsburgh when their bridge tragically collapsed. No, you were not, and you did not watch it. You may have been there. You may have been near there, some kind of speech or something. You did not watch it collapse, and everybody is in agreement on this, from politicians in Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh to media and pundits just skewering Biden for lying again, just willfully lying. And golfer Hunter Mahan, which, why not at this point? Golfer Hunter Mahan, a day after saying that the women in sports are the ones speaking out, not the men, golfer Hunter Mahan tweets, quote, it is incredible how often he lies, unquote. And that's about as succinct a tweet as you could possibly have. It is incredible how often Joe Biden lies. He's lying more and more and more. He will not answer questions about his business dealings. He doesn't want to talk about the DOJ investigating Trump. He just wants to go about and do his thing. This is unconscionable is probably the perfect word. What is happening in this country today with this White House and this presidency is something that we never, ever thought we'd see in our lifetime, because we thought the media would hold the White House and the president to account. And that is not happening. They're too busy holding Donald Trump to account with all these indictments and all this ridiculous stuff going on. Trump released a statement on Wednesday saying on Tuesday, I'm getting my days mixed up. I'm all discombobulated here. We got Wednesday today. So he gave a statement and said on Monday of next week, all charges should be dropped in the state of Georgia. I will be completely exonerated. We will present our case. We will make it public. We will release it. It's a very long, I assume they've been working on it for 2 years, and they are unequivocally going to show that there was absolute voter fraud in the state of Georgia and that the charges should be dropped immediately. He says on Monday, he should be completely exonerated and this whole thing should come to an end. Now, there's going to be a lot of stuff in there that makes us mad, because we're going to see what happened in Georgia, and we already know what happened in Georgia. We know a lot of what happened in Georgia, and it wasn't good. It is voter fraud and election fraud, and we know it. Whether or not they can get to a point that they can show enough to where the state DA or something in Georgia presses charges against some Democrats, the Fulton County DA for gerrymandering or things like that, I don't know, but I think counter charges would be great. I think the state better consider some counter charges here. The federal government is investigating the prison in Fulton County, the jailhouse, because of an inmate death. We know there's corruption in Fulton County. Maybe it's time the state take action against Fulton County. Then we'd have a story going on before an election. Then we could maybe clean this thing up and believe what happens in Fulton County next time. Because I don't even know any Democrats that would believe Fulton County was legit. That seems ludicrous to me in all of this. So Trump says it will all happen on Monday. He's going to release information in such a way that will exonerate him and the 18 others, and that all charges should be dropped immediately once he proves his point on Monday. We shall see. All right, have you been following Vivek Ramaswamy? Vivek Ramaswamy is crushing it out on the campaign stops. He really, truly is crushing it. He's just doing a fabulous job. And I like this candidate. If you told me he were the presidential nominee, I would vote for him with a smile on my face. I'd be perfectly happy. He's only 37, 38 years old, so he's barely qualified to run. But in Iowa, at the county fair, he was up on the stage where he was going to do the sit-down interview, the fairside chat with the governor, rapping with a microphone, singing to Eminem in front of the crowd that didn't seem to appreciate exactly what they were watching. He was actually okay at it. And I thought that was pretty cool. It's a pretty good way to reach young people. But what's really gone viral from this fair was when a woman walked up to him that just looked like a woman. I think somebody said maybe it turned out she was a reporter for a local paper, but wasn't really approaching him as a reporter. She walked up in a crowd and asked him about his stance on LGBTQ rights and the LGBT community. And he said, well, I'm really glad you asked me, and let's respect each other and let's have a discussion, okay? And she said, okay. And he said, I don't think it's one community. And she said, really? And he said, yeah, I don't think you take letters of the alphabet and you mix them together and it's one community. He said, quote, how could it be? Trans is fundamentally in tension with gay. Now, that's a deep statement from a smart person. Trans is fundamentally in tension with gay. That's right. If you're gay, you know your sex. You've always been that sex, and your preference is to have sexual relations with the same sex. He says that's fundamentally different than transgender, because you still want to have sex with your gender. You just want to be the other gender while doing it. So he's explaining this to her, and she's never heard this before. This is people in the trans community. She then identified herself as pansexual. Don't ask. I looked it up once. I've already forgotten. I don't care. And he goes on to talk about something of tyranny of the minority. He says what we have in America today, because we don't want the majority to have tyranny. Tyranny of the majority means the majority are oppressive of everyone else. That's the claim they have out there in La La Land, that the majority oppress everyone else in this country. That's tyranny of the majority. He says what we cannot have in this country is tyranny of the minority trying to rid ourselves of tyranny of the majority. He says we've gone too far. And she's kind of looking at him like she didn't get it. And it was very civil. It was very good. And they ended and they shook hands. And he says, thank you for being civil and having a great discussion. She says, well, thank you. And walked away. And that was that. And he's nailed it with this. You cannot let the minority take control of everything in your country or your society. In this case, this isn't legal as much as it is societal. You can't have tyranny of the minority. You cannot let them take charge in order to avoid the majority doing something that harms people. In other words, his argument is we're harming female athletes because of tyranny of the minority. He's 100% right. This is the most articulate guy on all of these issues. He's really something else. He's going to be around for quite some time. His wife's a surgeon. He's made almost $1 billion by age 33 or whatever it was. This guy's really got it. He's got some things you're not going to like. They didn't ask him in Iowa, and it hasn't really come out yet. He's a vegetarian. He has a really smart guy term for not eating animals. He doesn't think animals that can feel pain, he doesn't think we should eat them. I don't think. Now, that's going to be a problem in a lot of states here in the Midwest where we like to dive in and eat a nice steak or have fried chicken or whatever. So I don't, he's going to have some things. There will be things with Vivek that you're going to go, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. But you know what? Different generation, different view of the world, different things. There's a lot to like here. The number one thing in his campaign is we have to teach young people to be patriotic. If we don't teach our young people to love America, we're doomed. He said, he's already the one out there saying we've already lost. He said, we've lost this battle, but we haven't lost the war. It's not too late to reverse it, but it starts with young people. We have to love America. We have to see her for the great things and not sit here and stress out about the bad things. We have to see the good. And he's absolutely right. If we keep doing this for generations, and the ones right now, the voters caught up in their 20s, mostly, but slightly into their 30s, those people are caught in a generation of just hate America. They're just stuck there. They could be re-educated, but it's not likely. We really need to start with younger people than that. But they've been taught in school to hate America. And so here we are today. But I'm a big fan of Vivek Ramaswamy, if you're watching him out on the campaign trail. He's doing some really nice stuff. KKHI is brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. J.D. Power and Associates, many, many times, has given customer satisfaction awards many years in a row for Window World. They offer 0% financing. They have windows, siding, and doors. Lifetime warranty, American-made products. Simply the best for less is online at windowskansascity.com. That's 816-799-0820 for Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. 360 Document Solutions is online at 360documentsolutions.com. Sometimes it becomes a little complicated for me to explain exactly what 360 can do for you and your business, but it's really not that complicated. The simple part of this is if you have machines, if you have copiers, if you have printers, if you have phones, you have phone systems, if you have these in your office, whether it's one machine or 100 machines, you probably got them from some big corporation. And when they break down, you ask Phil over there in HR to come over and take a look. And can you fix this thing? It's all jammed up. You don't know what to do. Well, that's where 360 comes in. Everything that you lease or buy from 360, they will service and be at your beck and call throughout the life of your association with them. Who doesn't love doing business with a local company? Who doesn't love doing business with a local conservative company? That is what 360 is. 360 Document Solutions. Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. Doesn't matter where your business is. You could be in Nevada, Missouri, Pittsburgh, Kansas, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. They'll come find you. They'd love to work with your business. Lake of the Ozarks, 360documentsolutions.com. It's worth the phone call to see if you're a match with them. 913-745-5344, 360documentsolutions.com. And Back 9 Development, your custom builder anywhere in the Kansas City and Kansas area. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. TJ Vilkanskas is a creative man. They're working on some wonderful projects right now around Kansas City on beautiful custom homes. If you have some land or you're considering building or you have an idea for a commercial project, TJ would love to hear about it and see if you could work together. Back9development.com. Call TJ at 785-236-0161. That's 785-236-0161. This is a their firm. What I've learned about Back9 Development is they're a great combination of real experience, not old fuddy-duddies, okay? Not people that have been around so long that they're not open to new ideas and stuff, but like right in the prime of their career, managing this company and a team of energetic young professionals that just want to kick ass. I'm sorry, TJ, I'm not maybe supposed to say that when I'm talking about your company. They just want to do it great. They just want to do your, they want to make your project great again. Back9development.com. 785-236-0161. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is under fire because his buoys in the water crossing the border are, because of the current of the river, floating onto Mexico. Apparently, once you cross the middle of the river, those buoys are in Mexican water. So people are all over him that some of these buoys are floating over to the other side. Well, I say buoy hoo 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 hoo. That's what I say. This comes during the same week that on Monday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told an Australian woman complaining that there are, quote, too many American flags, unquote, to go back to her country and get the hell out of Texas. This lady's a TikTok user. Her name's Maya Chloe. She goes by the username, and this tells you everything you need to know. Meander with Mia, and she posts about, quote, traveling the world on a budget and no brain cells. I think I'd agree with that. According to her account, she posts videos every day or two on TikTok while she travels throughout the United States. She has called out the abundance of American flags that she observes in the United States when she travels. Quote, I'm just going to say it. There are too many American flags. They're on houses. They're on cars. Some of them are on couch cushions, she said. You're the only country I know that does this, she went on and on and on. U.S. flags she saw with her travels across the country have really bothered her. Texas Governor Greg Abbott told an Australian TikTok user, go on home. Abbott, responding to the video on the rant, says, go back to Australia, along with 8 American flag emojis. Chloe said she'd only ever seen an Australian flag on the famous Sydney Harbor Bridge. Quote, could not tell you what it looks like, unquote, about her own flag from Australia. I know it's blue and it's got some stars on it, but I could draw the American flag from memory, she says. I think I could make a bloody sculpture out of it, she continues. That's how many times I've seen it. It's enough. Let's pull back on it, okay? Let's stay humble. In other words, she's heard complaining about American supermarkets, which she calls a trap. She noted she went inside a Walmart and wound up shopping for hours, but only purchased 3 items. In another, she apologized to anyone in the Midwest calling Kansas, quote, unlivable because of the weather. I'm currently in Kansas, she posted on August 4th. Even though it's blue skies right now, given an hour, it's going to be a thunderstorm. There's going to be lightning. You're going to get stuck in an effing hail shower. Did she know she was in a state that the global alarmists, the climate alarmists say has been in drought? She's in a state where the global climate alarmists are saying is in drought, and she's complaining that all it does is thunderstorm and hail all the time. Greg Abbott told her to get the hell out and go home. I'm totally cool with that. I am totally, totally, totally cool with that. All right, sports is brought to you by the Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. You can buy them at Shields, The Bullet Hole, Antique Tractor if you'd like to see them in person. Every single series they've ever built is online at finchknifeco.com. They use 154-centimeter U.S. steel blades, and you will keep life from getting dull. Every beautiful pocket knife comes with a wink and a nod and a little bit of a smile because there's a Band-Aid in there, too. These bad boys are really sharp. They're born in Kansas City, and every knife is designed here. Check them out. They're beautiful collectible pieces of art or everyday items to keep in your pocket. They're made with mother of pearl, wood, bone, gorgeous, gorgeous pocket knives. Check out the new Shiv series at FinchKnifeCo.com. Fry Orthodontics, I got a text from a friend yesterday whose son today is having his first visit at Fry Orthodontics for a smile for life. I said, thanks very much for considering Dr. Jeremy. I believe that is the fourth person we know that we personally know this year that is going to Fry Orthodontics. That's an awesome thing. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Thanks for considering. What you're going to find is it's the best treatment at the best price. It's going to be a great experience for your teenager. Everybody says the same thing about Fry Orthodontics. They do it with a smile on their face to give you a smile for life. FryOrthodontics.com, 13 locations. Invisalign and the braces are the same price. Very rarely that anybody does that. Find out what's best for you. The first appointment is always free. Mention the podcast when you call them at FryOrthodontics.com. Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler. Whether it's just countertop replacement, floor refinishing, or a complete makeover of your entire house, Cross Kitchens can handle the job for you. They love to sit down with you, talk about your dreams, your aspirations, show you everything. And a lot of times people will say, hey, we're going to do these six things, and here's what it will cost. And they say, you know what? Let's do three of those. Let's get those done, and you do them. And then maybe you circle back next year or a year after that and say, now we do the other three. You can do that too. Cross Kitchens keeps it all on the computer. They have a design team that does this all for you. They show you the rendering before you decide. It's a wonderful process, and you're really going to like Tim when he comes to your house because he's open to anything you want to do. They will also help you. They'll help you with colors, matching. They have a design center. They handle it all. They make it easy for you. CrossKitchensKC.com. In Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. At Advanced Medical Imaging, I've got a very, very close friend. I got a call today who had an MRI yesterday and waited 6 weeks for it. He's a very, very good friend that doesn't listen to the podcast. He's stuck in his little world where he doesn't listen to podcasts. I'm like, well, you could listen to mine every now and then. You travel all the time. You're on airplanes. You could give it a shot. If he had just listened to the sports part, he'd know about Advanced Medical Imaging. I said, dude, I could have got you in there the next day. He goes, you're kidding me. I said, no. They get you in today or tomorrow. That's legit at Advanced Medical Imaging. Stop with having your doctor and your people tell you that you got to wait 3, 4, 5, or in his case, 6 weeks to get an MRI. Stop. Just say no. Go to Advanced Medical Imaging online at medimageks.com. They will take your insurance. Medimageks.com. We're due for our heart scans. That's out of pocket. It's under $100. We will be doing that soon. All right. Let's go on to sports, and the Chiefs have gathered up all the facts from their game against the Saints and the practices they've had to this point, and they have 8 players, really, they're talking about injured right now. Half of them are not names you know and may not make the team, so let's not waste any time there. Let's start with the headline here, and that is tight end Jody Fortson is out for the season with a shoulder injury. That's bad news, but I was just thinking in the grand scheme of things how great it is that players like Jody Fortson get hurt a lot and players like Travis Kelce do not get hurt a lot. Wide receiver Justin Ross is, he's dinged, I guess is the way you'd say this. He is listed as having a knee and hamstring ailment. I don't know exactly what it is. He left practice. They could see him walking. It doesn't sound all that serious, but Justin Ross played a nice game. On Sunday, he has a chance to make the team. If you're following the wide receiver group, Justin Ross has been playing well. He's a wildly great talent that's been out of football for basically 22 months because of injuries. Can't stay healthy. The Chiefs seem to have a lot of talented wide receivers that can't stay healthy. Kadarius Toney certainly fits in that spot. Safety Mike Edwards and cornerback L'Jarius Sneed, who, by the way, there was a list yesterday of top players at every position. L'Jarius Sneed was in the top 5 of cornerbacks in the NFL. He's a player. He's got a sore, what does he have? Does he have a back injury? What does L'Jarius Sneed have? He should be back soon. And he said sooner rather than later. They've been very, very, very cautious with L'Jarius Sneed, saying we'll just wait until we get closer to the season. And safety Mike Edwards, the same spot. So it looks like they're getting pretty close to being back. So there's your Chiefs news. They play the Cardinals 7 o'clock on Saturday night, the preseason game. Stan Weber will join us later in the week to preview that and what to watch for with the Chiefs in that one. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is scheduled to be in Kansas City on this Wednesday to tell us about how great it is in other cities where they have brand new stadiums. Yay! The commissioner's going to tell us we should spend $2 billion because it'll be good for us. I'll listen to him. I'm always glad when the commissioner comes here. That's great. You love it when somebody from New York comes in and says, hey, spend a couple billion dollars. It'll be good for you. Sounds like Democrats, doesn't it? Let's spend this money. It'll be good for you. Let's put all this money into the Kansas City, Missouri schools. Ooh, that works. I just am amazed that people just equate money to fixing something. Money doesn't fix everything, folks. It just doesn't. Bobby Witt Jr. should be signed after this year. The Royals should sign him to like a 7-year contract if he'll sign it. Maybe 8. It's legit. He's a baller. Grand slam on Tuesday night was not enough. The Royals came back. Bobby Witt got a hit in the 9th, scored the tying run on a Salvi single, where Daron Blanco got thrown out at third base without sliding because he's an idiot. This was in the bottom of the 9th. The Royals tied it on the play, and Blanco became the last out. He's supposed to just stay at second base. You never make the first or third out at third base. It's a cardinal rule of baseball. It's one of the absolute tenets of the game. And there he was, not only doing it wrong, but kind of half-baking it and just standing up, not even sliding. He would have been safe if he slid. And he got tagged out. It was the end of the inning. Obviously, a base hit, a wild pitch, or anything like that. The Royals win the game in the bottom of the 9th. So it goes to the 10th, and of course they lose. Blanco said after the game, quote, I feel like it cost us the game, unquote. He apologized profusely. I don't know what he was thinking. He doesn't speak English, but that shouldn't have anything to do with it. Third base coach was on the ground like slide, 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 and he did not slide. Salvi was really mad. Salvi never gets mad, and Salvi was really mad. So the Royals should have won this thing or could have won this thing in the 9th. They lost in the 10th. That's the way it goes. We're not really watching that all that closely with the Royals at this point. They did have a chance to win in the 10th inning as well because, you know, you get the runner on base, you're down 2, and you have the chance, and they weren't able to do that. But Bobby Witt's a freak show. I mean, what he's done, what he's doing right now, he's the best hitter in baseball. He's the best offensive player in baseball because he doesn't just hit. He steals bases, and it's crazy watching this guy. His grand slam was on a pitch that was below the knees. It was a fastball riding in that may have been called a ball. He hit it 440 feet over the left center field wall into the little fountainy area out there for a grand slam. It's the second grand slam in 10 days. Bobby Witt is truly something else, man. All right, the University of Kansas had a big news conference on Tuesday to announce the $300 million project called the Gateway Project at 11th and Mississippi in Lawrence. The artwork of this is incredible, but I fear what they've done with the artwork is raise expectations that will not be met. It doesn't take long to look at this project and say, and this is not a knock, this has to be done. I am not knocking Kansas for doing this. I will knock Kansas for not doing this 10 years ago. If we're going to knock them, it's that they didn't do this 10 years ago. This is just cleanup on aisle 4 at this point. They're in such catch-up mode, you can't even believe it. With their stadium and their facilities and stuff in Lawrence, not Big 12 worthy at all. But that happens at a school where you put every single nickel you have into your basketball program. That's what happens. So they've raised $165 million. They say they're spending $300 million on the first phase, but it includes a conference center, a football complex, $50 million for Bill Self for Allen Fieldhouse, chairback seats in the stands, a brand new video board, Wi-Fi for the stadium, and concessions. So I'll ask you, you have $300 million to spend. You have $165 cash at hand. $50 million is gone. It goes to Bill Self because you can't do anything. You can't raise this money. You can't get the donors to give money if you don't tell them a piece of it is going to basketball. They won't. They're not just going to write you football checks. So some of this is, I'm going to give you $2 million. Some of this is going to go to Bill Self, right? Yes. Some of it's going to Bill Self. So there you go. Now we're down to $250 million for the 11th and Mississippi area. $250 million. What's a conference center cost? Be a big, massive, in a football complex. The football complex, I believe, at Kansas State cost $75 million. That was 10 years ago. Be $100 million today for the football complex and the conference center. I mean, if they're going to do it like that, if they're going to keep up with the Joneses, we're probably looking at $150 million just for the football complex and the conference center. Then they want to put chairs in because they don't have chairs. They want a new video board. They want more concession stands so they can make more money on game day. And there's no Wi-Fi in their stadium, which is millions of dollars. It sounds like nothing, but it's millions. I don't know what they're getting here. Honestly, I look at the rendering. It looks great. It looks like a brand new stadium. You're like, whoa, that's not Memorial Stadium. So listen, I'm not knocking that. This all has to be done first. I think they're doing the right things first. They're just 10, 15 years behind everybody. This is going to take an eternity to make Memorial Stadium up to speed with everyone else. Ask a Mizzou or a K-State fan, ask them what they have seen happen at their stadiums the last 15 years, and how much money has it been? Hundreds of millions of dollars in both those stadiums. Hundreds of millions at old prices, not today's prices. So I don't know. I'm a little worried that they're going to raise this money, they're going to do this, and they're going to and their donors are going to go, what exactly do we get for this? Because our game day experience really isn't all that different. Now, they're going to renovate the stadium. They're going to do some stuff in the stadium and the concourses, the concessions and things of that nature. In the 2024 season next year, they'll start renovations right at the end of this football season. So next year, they'll have limited seating. It'll still be 40,000, they said. They'll have a reduced capacity while construction continues. They hope to be done with all this for the start of 2025 season. So that'd be 2 years from now, it would be done. Look, this all has to be done, but I'm married to a Jayhawk fan. I know I have so many friends that are Jayhawk fans. They think they're getting a whole new stadium. They're looking at the rendering and the pictures of this thing. They think that they're getting a new stadium. And that's not what I see. I see things that have needed to be done and been ignored for 15 years, and they have to do those first. And I applaud them for doing it. But my advice to Travis Goff and the people at Kansas, do not oversell this project. Don't. And I don't know one Kansas fan, if I ask him, if I say it's $300 million, how much going to the football stadium? Every single one of them is going to say $300 million. And if I look them in the eye and say, no, the first $50 million goes to Bill Self, they're going to say, what? So yeah, their $50 million goes to Allen Fieldhouse. And they're building a conference center and infrastructure around 11th and Mississippi and calling it the Gateway Project, so they can have non-football events there. I didn't see the price tag on that. I'll ballpark it. I'll ballpark that at somewhere between $50 and $75 million. I'll ballpark the football complex at $75 million and $50 million for Allen Fieldhouse. Sounds like they got enough money left for a new scoreboard, some chairback seats, new concession stands, and some Wi-Fi. It's not a new stadium. That will absolutely be phase two or phase three or whatever. They got a ways to go. That, again, folks, not an insult. They got to get this done. They've been ignoring this stuff at Kansas for way, 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 way too long. Hey, don't forget my friends at bstock.net in Olathe. They got all kinds of doorbusters back to school. They've got hundreds of different types of laptops and computers for your student. Whether your student's in high school or college, they can benefit from great low prices at bstock on A-grade products. They're online at bstock.net or just visit them at 14680 South Flaming Road. Buck Roofing and Construction is Kansas City's roofer. It's free roof inspection. It's been raining a lot. We've had a lot of storms. Have them climb up there and check it out. Make the call right now. Say, can I get a free roof inspection, please? 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. And my buddy Dr. Bill Bush at NKC Dental. Online at nkcdental.com, very near where I think the Royals are going to wind up building a stadium. And that is North Kansas City. Wonderful location at Armour and Swift. Beautiful new offices. Man, he's got a great place. It is comfortable and modern and nice. 816-471-4444. 2911. He also has an office in Westwood, Kansas, if that's more convenient for you. Log on to nkcdental.com and make your appointment now with the dentist of the Chiefs. I played buddy with Danny Klinkscale yesterday. I played golf with my buddy Danny Klinkscale yesterday at Falcon Ridge. We had a great time. Danny's a good dude. He joins us every Thursday for a patron podcast we call Between the Lines 2.0. It's basically what we used to do on radio for many, many, many years together, and many of our patrons love it and listen to it. I'd love to have you join as a patron, and you can hear me and Danny every Thursday, and I take him golfing and try to do some nice things for Danny and thank him for being on the patron podcast every week. We talk almost exclusively about sports, but it's sports issues. It's fun. We save a lot of the other issues for the other patron podcasts I do on my own. I think you'll like being a patron. I'd appreciate it if you signed up. We're doing great work in the community, giving back with the patron program and things of that nature. It's $5 a month. I know nobody's subscribing to anything right now, and people are dropping Netflix and Disney and everything else. I get it. It's Bidenomics at work. I get it. I'd sure like to have more patrons listening to our podcast and read my newsletter every week. If you can find the time to take 5 minutes and join, we'd love to have you on board. KKHasIssues.com. KKHasIssues.com. By the way, Falcon Ridge is in the best shape it's been in 5 years. They have some open memberships. It's great. It's not like a club. It is a club. It's not like a club. It's not like a real country club, stuffy, whatever. It's a monthly membership of golf. If you call them at Falcon Ridge right now and say, I want to join, I think you'll find it very affordable. You'll play more golf. If you join and have a monthly fee, you will play more golf. You really only have to play a couple times a month to get your money's worth. It's great. The course is in fabulous condition. They're getting ready to redo the parking lot and do some new amenities and things. All of the great life courses are great. I talked to my buddy Steve Speck last night. He's going to be joining us in September. Talk about their charity tournament they do over at Canyon Farms, Carl's Cause, which is a great event and fundraiser. And we'll preview the Ryder Cup. We'll talk a little golf too. But these Great Life guys are awesome, man. You want to play some golf? Log on to Great Life and check them out. They're cool. And Falcon Ridge is just so much fun to play. Jessica played with us. They added like 11 new forward tee boxes 3 or 4 years ago, and she can reach every green now. It's just perfect for the ladies or seniors. It's a great course. You can play from the tips. It's all you want, trust me. But the tee box variation at Falcon Ridge may be the best in the city. For any player that plays, may be the best variation in the city. Time for our final. It is the Washington Redskins. Yes, the Washington Redskins. The group called NAGA, the Native American group that wants to remember Native American history and wants the name Redskins restored to the Washington Redskins, they're out of North Dakota. This is Indians. This is Native Americans. This is indigenous people. They have over 100,000 signatures on a petition to change the name back to Redskins. That's progress. That's awesome. That is so cool. Jessica got a petition on her phone yesterday. It is a Fire Fauci petition. I said that wrong. We said Fire Fauci for so many years. It's a Arrest Fauci petition. It's circulating. I think she signed it. Arrest Fauci. I like that. We're going to have an unbelievable guest on in the near future. His name is Michael Schwartz. He's written a book about Fauci and all of the wrongdoings. And you're going to want to hear about this book, and you're going to want to hear from him. And that'll be coming up on a future episode of KKHI. I haven't decided which one yet, but it's coming up, and I think you're really going to like it, because I think as they're going after Trump, we need some indictments against some of these people that did all this stuff during COVID. That needs to happen. That's real. That's a real crime that the global elites perpetrated on all of us. With this jab and the lockdowns and the suicides and everything they did to us, that is on them. The ivermectin thing may be the worst possible thing. Globally, they said, do not take ivermectin. It literally is what you take if you have COVID. Joe Rogan knew it. Donald Trump knew it. Doctors all over America knew it. They gave it and were called idiots and quacks and crooks. And now it is the go-to treatment if you have COVID. Give them ivermectin. These people that said don't should be put in jail. Don't give an opinion if you don't know the facts. Certainly not if you're in charge, and Fauci was in charge. And they made so much money. Hundreds of millions of dollars they took at the NIH from the pharmaceutical companies developing the jab. Oof. Dirty, corrupt man. jail time would be well, well deserved. Hey, that's it for this episode of KKHI. Hit that like or follow button if you haven't. Please do that. Or tell a friend about the podcast and have them hit like, follow, or subscribe. That's absolutely free. Just gives them a notification every day when we put the podcast up, because we love having people here listening at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.